Before he was the measurer, he was a boy surrounded by water. Too much water. The land he grew up on was divided by dams, locks, sluices. It was inhabited by a people skilled at controlling water. There was no disagreement. Both the land and water were fertile. In fact, the number of salmon in the slough was so great that men could rake them in. But abundance can go both ways, and the boy did not like that his home was a place threatened by sinking, flooding, drowning. He began to measure the changing depths of the water, the volume of the water, the ratio of the water to the land. He took on this task in a measured and methodical manner. Therefore, he became known as the Measurer. The Measurer may not have noticed that his home was too watery had he not spent his summers in a dry place, the valley below Gabalon Range. One summer night, while dreaming in the valley, the measurer came upon a man in a long robe, an ancient man. On one side of the man stood a monumental spear, and on the other, a monumental cylinder. As the boy approached, he noticed that the man was counting grains of sand. How many of these fill the universe? The measurer awoke. He found a single wooden screw in his hand. And in that moment, he became possessed by a vision. A vision of a machine. A drainage mill with common sails. Over the course of the summer, the measurer carefully, painstakingly plotted a plan for the windmill. It was not a simple machine, but would greatly enhance the permanence of his home. By the end of summer, a message arrived. The place the boy had called home was no longer his. It no longer existed. Perhaps he was without a choice in the matter. Perhaps it was underwater after all. He would not be given the chance to make use of his measurements. He would not be given the chance to build his machine. He would remain in the valley below the Gabalon Range. He would find his new home to be much drier, a land where fire spread quickly, where there is much space and air, a place where the fire energies in his home were no longer dampened by the excesses of water. The fire seemed to burn hot. Words seemed to fuel the fire. Nevertheless, the measurer had vowed to build his machine. But here, his machine, with its rotating sails, surely would only fan the flames. It was as if the measurer were emptied of his vision. He entered into a prolonged period of erasure, where his dreams, his vision of a future, seemed to drain away. Was there nothing left to measure? The young man spent his days kicking a ball against the base of a cliff. When one day, as if a door opened in the cliffside, a woman appeared. Accompanied by two oxen, her left hand held a palm branch and her right a golden dish. She appeared to be disturbed by the repetitive pound of the ball against the mountainside. approaching her to apologize, the measurer was confused to find nothing but a plant where she had stood. The plant appeared to be a sort of herb. Perhaps this was an antidote to fight the fire with fire? He lit the plant ablaze and suddenly forgot. What did he forget? The woman with the oxen, that he had been curious what was in her dish, the desire to play ball, the sensation of the screw in his hand, his feelings, most things really. In the days to come, there would be little measuring, yet there was lots of foraging. And the more the young man sought the forgetting, the further he ventured into the mountains. One day, not only had he forgotten what he was seeking, but from where he had come. At random, he began to follow a red-tailed hawk that circled overhead. The hawk led him to the site of an accident, the wreckage of an aeroplane. Suddenly, there appeared before him a man dressed in black, with pale and hollow cheeks and glittering eyes. In his hand was a deck of cards. Do you play? Saying this, the stranger flashed before his eyes a ridiculous sum. The measurer knew not how to resist such an invitation and followed the man. Without knowing how he had entered, he found himself in the dark cabin of the aeroplane. Within, there were 24 men, all pale with glittering eyes, smoking, gambling, exchanging unbelievable wealth. How the time passed, the measurer could not remember. It is true that his head was a little heavy. The only thing he recalled was that the man dressed in black warned him to accept whatever was offered him, and at all costs, not to say goodbye. The day turned into night, and the night turned into day, and the game seemed unending. The measurer seemed to amass unending fortune. How long had he been there? Gathering his winnings, he apologized that he needed to step outside for some air. The games stopped. The glittering eyes stared at the measurer as if he had outworn his welcome. He pushed himself out of his seat and, stumbling, found he was standing in the very place he had met the man dressed in black. The aeroplane had vanished. The measurer reached for his pockets to tally his winnings. They were empty. He was completely dry. Sobered, the measurer experienced considerable relief. But where did the time go? Where was he? Unbelievably thirsty, he began to make his way toward lower land. Seeing two oxen in the distance, he hot-footed toward them, and there was a woman with her back turned to him, palm branch pointing toward a grove of trees. The measurer could hear water from where she was pointing and knew he needed it more than ever. Moving into this grove, he was completely focused on his own thirst and hadn't noticed that he was in a garden. As he drank open-handedly, his head began to clear, and he could hear quiet humming. Someone was tending to the garden. It was not the woman with the palm, but someone different. Was this an angel? They spent many months in the garden together, and the measurer began to recall. Recall what, you ask? Everything. The depth of the water, his dreams. Together they built terracing and irrigation, and of course, wind pumps of every size. His machines enhanced the life of the garden. Their words seemed to water the flowers. It was a time of significant growth. One day, during a whirlwind, the measure was caught at the top of the very tallest windmill. Through the shifting sand, he could make out a tower in the distance. Further, there was a figure near to the tower. There were two oxen. The measurer experienced considerable gratitude. But where did the time go? He knew it was time to move on. Nearing the tower through the whirling wind, it appeared to be made of pure ivory. Standing before the entrance was the woman with the two oxen. She was silent. Her left hand held a palm branch and her right a golden dish. The measurer saw that within the dish were her eyes. In a gesture, she offered them to the man. As he took the eyes, they turned into a glittering dust that the wind scattered against an inscription above the entrance. Astra inclinant sed non obligant. Entering the tower, the measurer lost count of the ascending stairs. The tower seemed to reach far into the sky. At the top, he found a small chamber full of windows and books. Books about the larger questions in life and the many ways in which life can be experienced. The measurer inhaled the knowledge from these books. The day turned into night, and the night turned into day, and the words seemed unending. Until the time came that he had read every book. How long had he been there? He stepped out of his seat, stumbled, and realized that the stairs had vanished. What was there left to know? And so the measurer sat. He sat and reflected on his life. In the brightest light of day, he began to reconcile the journey and unsee the ways in which he had felt trapped in his experiences before. And in sitting with this, his life, his very consciousness, seemed to expand and transmute into something else. His gaze rose from measuring, from devising, withholding, foraging, scheming, building, questioning, to the windows, to the world beyond. And he realized that he was not alone in this tower. He was surrounded by stars. Not only was he near to the stars, but there were the stairs again. It was time to leave the tower. With his feet on the ground once more, the measurer looked out at the sky, the mountains, the garden, the valley. A man approached him from the desert. "Do you know how to say goodbye?" They bowed to one another, and the man from the desert left an offering at the feet of the measurer. It was a small astronomical telescope. The man said it was a gift from his younger self. The measurer accepted the gift. No longer would the measurer spend his time tilting at windmills. As he walked away from the tower, It was known. He was no longer a measurer, but a seer. And with this lens, the seer lifted his gaze and walked freely into the world.